mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's January 12th, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be talking to Elaine Castle, practices law in Virginia and the District of Columbia, teaches law and psychology, and follows the Bush regime's dismantling of the Constitution and civil liberties. She is author of The War on Civil Liberties, How Bush and Ashcroft Have Dismantled the Bill of Rights. She's an expert on Mr. Chertoff, who's going to be our new Homeland Security leader. And then, of course, in the second hour, Pat Shannon, concerning new developments. I mean, we already knew that the BATF practiced blowing up a whole bunch of Ryder trucks out in the desert in the weeks before the Oklahoma City bombing as part of the National Security Council secret program. Not just trucks, folks. Ryder trucks out in the desert. Pat Shannon with American Free Press is going to be joining us because new documents have been released and declassified with the BATF leader right there calling in that it was an AMFO or fertilizer bomb within 10 minutes to BATF headquarters in Dallas. We also had one of the chief FBI agents who told mainstream media that he was in Dallas and drove to Oklahoma City. Turns out we have his receipts from the hotel. He was there, of course, the night before. It goes on and on and on and on and on. And then in the third hour, Daniel Hopseeker, and just an amazing individual, making documentary films for many years. There's a great website, Mad Cow Production, madcowprod.com. He was good enough to allow us to post his Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus, his film getting into the hijackers and government involvement and how they were trained at U.S. military bases and trained at private facilities. We posted that at prisonplanet.tv. There for members at prisonplanet.tv. It's one of the new videos we posted this week. He'll be joining us in the third hour. So a jam-packed broadcast today. The first thing I want to talk about, though, is I was in the shower this morning, and I've got one of those little radios you can listen to the radio in the shower with. And I'm in there listening to the radio, local AM radio. And they're announcing how wonderful it is that all over the city of Austin there are federally funded checkpoints where they stop your cars and search everyone. And the police officer who co-hosts the program was saying how this is how we stop crime and stop drunks and why while we're checking your license and registration and insurance, we might find other illegal things. And so as I'm in the shower for 20 minutes, I listen to it. As I'm brushing my teeth and combing my hair another 15 minutes, I'm listening to it. As I'm getting dressed, I'm listening to it. And then drinking coffee, I'm listening to it. On the computer, I'm listening to it. There were probably 20 callers. One of them was for it. All the other callers were against the checkpoints. We're sick of the police state. We're sick of this going on. And the one caller who was for it was a foreigner.
Well, in my country, they search us routinely. I have no problem with it.
I mean, it's just amazing. So I wanted to talk a little bit about checkpoints and the cashless society, tracking control grid. There's so much other news. You'll want to stay with us. Don't forget one of the other websites, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to talk about the tracking grid. The Pentagon helped design it for the United States. It's going in around the world in countries that have been captured by the globalists. It consists of cameras on every major road, every major side street, to where you cannot travel more than a mile anywhere in the country. This is their plan, without being tracked by a camera. The cameras are hooked into software that instantly scans and reads your license plate and then runs it through a database. And then, of course, this has the dual use of taxing you by the mile between camera points. That's how they're already taxing in Germany, France, England, and at least two states in the United States. And now the LA Times comes out yesterday, and the LAPD squad cars are going to have these scan cameras on them, where the police don't have to aim the cameras. The cameras are constantly reading all license plates. It's an AI, artificial intelligence, where it hones in on the shape of a car, zooms in on the back or the front, instantly scanning millisecond by millisecond, then changing the camera's view. It can scan all the cars, one police car can, going down the highway. A cop car can just sit there and scan every license plate. But again, these same systems, the same software, is in all the big cameras that you see up on the highways and street corners and now in our neighborhoods. And I've been telling you this for years. I saw the federal plans on this about 8 years ago. I would read federal documents on air. I would get emails from people going, you're an insane conspiracy theorist. Are the Martians going to get me? I talked about how the feds were pressuring the states to start taxing by the camera scanning the license plates or by small transponders the size of a matchbox that will tax and trace you. Also, they want to go even further. Some states like California, Oregon, New York, Indiana, Wisconsin, Florida, and Texas are now looking, and New Jersey, forgot that one, are now looking. In fact, Oregon's trying to pass a law, so is California right now. They have a law introduced in New York as well, trying to pass a law to make you, when you go to get your tags, just like they do the emissions test, your car goes in the line for a few hours, and they put a satellite box, satellite tracker box, on your dash that tracks and traces everything you do. Now, they can do this with the cameras. They can tax and trace with the cameras or the transponders. But they want to go even further with the satellite boxes, which, by the way, hook into the ignition and can kill your car. And lo and behold, I heard all of this being discussed on the radio this morning here in Austin, on the biggest local morning talk show, AM talk show. And they've got a police officer who is one of the co-hosts, who I've grown up listening to. And there's admissions of the cops are putting systems in cars. Soon all the cars will have it where they can remote control kill your car. Yes, there's checkpoints being set up all across Austin in the mornings where they search your vehicles and stop the cars and why we're looking for seat belts and driver's license and insurance and why we find other criminal stuff while we search you. And he went on and on and on and on how great it was. And so I listened to it for a good, I don't know, hour and a half this morning. And they took about 20 calls. One caller called in who was for it. He was a foreigner. He talked about how in his country the police searched him whenever they wanted to. It was no big deal. Why don't you move back to your third world thug nation? And the other two hosts on the show, they were against it as well. But they were kind of in the middle, you could say, but leaning towards being against it. And the police officer kept dropping back with, well, we just got to stop drunks. But wait a minute, you admitted it was to search for driver's license and registration and insurance and look for other illegal things. I've been through these checkpoints. We've shot video of them. I put it in Police State 2000, one of the first big federally funded ones, where they shut down, I mean shut down I-35 for at least 8-9 miles. I mean, it took us an hour to get up 2 miles, because our exit was up towards the middle of the checkpoint or up towards the last third of the checkpoint. But we got on I-35 at William Cannon, and just to get down to Slaughter took an hour. Slaughter Lane, where they were slaughtering the Bill of Rights. And many of you have seen that video locally in Austin on my TV show, or you went through the checkpoint yourself. And I just got out of the car and took my camera up and started saying, you're violating the Fourth Amendment. You're violating America. You're destroying America. And some police were nodding and looked upset. Others tried to come over and get my face. And I just said, arrest me. I don't care. You're destroying America. Well, now they have these mini checkpoints with 10, 15 police out there. And they're quasi-checkpoints. It's like, well, we're here to catch people running red lights, which I have no problem with setting up a couple cops to do that. But no, we've been through these. They're just randomly stopping cars, pulling people over, going through all this, and it's federally funded. And here was this police officer. People are calling in going, it violates the Bill of Rights. We're not all guilty until proven innocent. You know, we have the presumption of innocence. And he's like, well, we got to do this. We just got to stop the crime. We just got to do it. We just got to do it. Then move to another country. Leave America. Get out of here. Don't tell me to leave, love it or leave it. America is about standing up for what you believe in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But I want people to get it through their heads out there that are for this. Every one of these cameras on the streets, on the neighborhoods, on the side roads, they're all having face scanning software hooked into them. That is, the places that the cameras feed back to, the federally funded emergency management systems and emergency management centers. It's all being fed into face scans, face scanning software, face scanning servers. It's all being fed through these license plate scanners. Texas already has it. Almost every state already has it put in most of its cities. The feds have got it. About 3 years ago, my father called. It was about 7:30 in the morning. He said, "Son, turn on C-SPAN." So I went and I turned on C-SPAN. And they had one of the federal bureaucrats on from the Transportation Department. And they were showing cities. They had big screens up. C-SPAN was there at their command center in D.C. And they were showing all these different cities. And they cut to Austin and showed the highways and showed the roads. And they said, we control traffic here locally, but we also look for terrorists and scan the license plates from this main center. So, again, this is real, folks. This is happening, but here it is yesterday in the Los Angeles Times. I have another article here out of Green Bay where the police got a federal grant to put thumb scanners in the police cars. And guess what? When they pull you over and think you have a warrant, that's not when they use this. Everyone who is stopped, everyone who is ticketed, is fingerprinted. So now you don't get arrested for going 5 miles over the speed limit. You get your ticket and they thumb scan you. And when you go to Disney World, they thumb scan you. And when you go to, like I tried to do a year ago, this is on the website, just type in SeaWorld, Infowars.com, into a search engine, it'll pop up. You try to go to SeaWorld, they hand scan you. Everything you do, everything you buy, everywhere you go. Let me break this down again for people. Let me make this as simple as I can. Diamond Shamrock, I have a friend who works there. I'm getting gas. I see a woman buying a 12-pack. She's obviously over 40 years old, got gray hairs. He asks for her driver's license. Actually, the lady beside him did, behind the counter, scans it. When she leaves, I say, "Man, I've been seeing 80-year-old women being scanned for cigarettes." I go, "Why are you doing this?" He said, "Look, we've been told you're buying beer, you're buying cigarettes. It doesn't matter if you're on a walker with an oxygen mask," and that was his words, "we have to scan your license." And he said, "Come behind here." Because nobody was in the store. He said, "Come behind here." And he showed me. He said, "When I scan your license, it goes to the Texas Department of Public Safety. It checks the database if you have warrants or, now listen to this, or if your license is expired." And he said, "We've been told soon, very soon, we're going to be scanning driver's license for any purchase." And I pointed over to cupcakes. And I said, "If I want those chocolate cupcakes, I'm going to have to do it." And he said, "That's what we've been told." And he said, "That's all I can say." And the woman beside him was just giggling. Now he's a good guy. He's probably listening to the show right now. I want to say hi to him. I'm not going to say where it's at or which time in Shamrock. There's probably 50 of them in Austin, so he's not in great danger. But I'm going to try to talk to him later, see if I can get behind the counter with a video camera and show this. We had a TxDOT employee show us, got video of internal computers showing how your driver's license number is already called your national ID, by the way. This was 4 months ago before they passed it in Congress. With their internal computers, they tell you, "Give us your driver's license number," but really it's called national ID on their computer interface. So, worse than 1984 has nothing to do with terrorism, and people better get this through their heads. And I talked years ago about how in the future you go into a store, you're not a good globalist, you won't be able to buy without the card, and they're going to hit a button and call the police. I'm telling you, we're going to see it happen unless we stop it. We'll be right back.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Madonna, never thought I'd be talking about Madonna, is running around saying that Jewish mysticism, the Kabbalah, can heal entire countries. It's just incredibly powerful. She's out promoting this. That's part of the occult activities that the Jews picked up when they were in captivity in Babylon. And, well, that's Madonna out promoting that. Meanwhile, police begin fingerprinting on traffic stops. This out of WBAY-TV. If you're ticketed by Green Bay police, you'll get more than a fine. You'll get fingerprinted, too. It's a new way police are cracking down on crime. If you're caught speeding or playing your music too loud or other crimes for which you might receive a citation, Green Bay police officers will ask you for your driver's license and your finger. You will be fingerprinted right there on the spot. The fingerprint appears right next to the amount of the fine. Police say it's meant to protect you in case the person they're citing isn't you, who they claim to be, but not everyone is sold on the explanation. And again, it integrates them with the thumb scan, the finger scan you do when you get a driver's license. What we've seen happening for the last couple of years, increasing use of false fraudulent identification documents, Captain Greg Urban said. Folks, it was the governor of Wisconsin a few years ago. This is in my film Matrix of Evil, one of the small blurbs in the film. We have the news articles. Every cell phone tracks you and can listen to you with audio, even when it's off. And he admitted this and said they're going to pay in the emergency management systems for the new tax that every phone is tracked and is a dot on a screen. They just punch in your name and know where you're at and can listen to you. It's no big deal. Ergonomics Today is announcing they're trying to pass a federal law where there'll be infrared cameras in all cars watching you via cell phone uplink. Again, total Big Brother, worse than 1984, just openly being announced. Very, very interesting. Search for banned arms in Iraq ended last month. The hunt for biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons in Iraq has come to an end nearly 2 years after President Bush ordered U.S. troops to disarm Saddam Hussein, his business partner. Two top CIA weapons hunters who have come home have said. And so they're no longer looking for the weapons that they sold them. Also, U.S. trade deficit soars to all-time high of $60.3 billion in November alone. We always get these numbers 3 or 4 months later. Now we've gotten the numbers for November 04. This just came out today. $60.3 billion in November. But they said a plunging dollar would cause more manufacturing here. Well, you have to have industry to begin with. And that's not the case. So, record monthly trade deficit of $60.3 billion. Continuing, the FBI probes more laser shots at airplanes. But to our knowledge, there was no danger to the aircraft, said Kathy Byrie, spokeswoman for the FBI in Los Angeles. Regardless of that, anyone who they believe may have pointed a toy laser at anything, any government vehicle, will be charged as a terrorist, and they have now charged the individual up in New York who aimed one of the lasers with his daughter. Remember the Navy SEAL photos that came out a few weeks ago of them beating people? I found some more of these photos, and it shows the guy before and after with cuts on him and blood all over him. I mean, it's pretty gruesome. And now the AP is reporting a former Navy SEAL says he saw fellow SEALs and CIA officials kick, choke, and eye gouge detainees at a U.S. military base in Iraq. Another base, by the way. Of course, they torture him in all the bases. The former SEAL testified at a military hearing Monday that he saw interrogation by means of abuse. Oh, it's not torture. Take place at Camp Jenny Pazzi, the SEAL base in Baghdad International Airport. He said a prisoner under the interrogation by the CIA was abused in October of 03 by two other SEALs. One other occasion, a month later, the witness said he watched a SEAL punch, choke, and poke their fingers in the eyes of an Iraqi, Mandel al-Jamadi, who was also punched by a CIA official when he didn't answer questions. And see, the problem with this is, what happens when our troops get tortured? Well, we'll engage in doublethink and go, well, that's bad. It's very evil to torture, but it's good when we do. AWOL soldier cites army inadequacies, this out of AP, and talking about how, literally, in whole platoons, half their guns might work. I mean, the guns don't even work. And they just tell them, sorry, you don't get guns that work. The guns don't work, folks. They're old, worn-out pieces of junk. And they're going, look, we're not going to do it. We're talking about people who've been in Iraq for years. They've already served. And they're going, look, I'm quitting. End of story. I've been asking for a rifle that works, and you won't give me one. And then a whole group of soldiers from one platoon went public. How dare them? Charge them as Al-Qaeda sympathizers. They want guns that work. Let them eat cake. How dare them?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202. Through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Coming up in the next hour, we got Pat Shannon coming on to talk about new information on the Oklahoma City bombing. And believe me, you don't want to miss this. The BATF testing blowing up Ryder trucks full of ammonium nitrate in the months and weeks before the Oklahoma City bombing. And the head of that program being on the ground in Oklahoma City the morning of the bombing, calling it in, telling the press it was an ampho bomb. Ah, yes. Very, very interesting. Coming up in the next hour, we've also got Daniel Hopsinger, incredible documentary filmmaker and researcher, joining us in the third hour. And speaking of Daniel Hopsinger, on PrisonPlanet.tv, for those of you that are online, we have a membership system. You get all 11 of my films, Paul Watson's 300-plus page book, my book as e-books. You get my weekly TV reports. You get inside interviews like the one I did with Dean Haglund, star of The X-Files and Lone Gunman, about government prior knowledge of 9/11, about how they did that episode where the government remote controls a jet, attempts to, into the World Trade Center for martial law, how that came out months before 9/11. That interview is going up on the site. I believe it's already up there, the Daniel Hopsinger interview. Or a documentary is up there. My weekly TV reports, as I said, and just dozens of other great documentaries by people like George Humphrey, 9/11, The Great Illusion, or Eric Hubschman's video, 9/11, Painful Deceptions. It's just so much is there. 15 cents a day when you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day when you sign up for a monthly subscription. Special text reports, you name it. Normally an ebook is about $5. You get two ebooks. You could sign up for a monthly subscription, watch all the videos, listen to the audio interviews, read both the books, print copies of the books off for the price of one ebook. PrisonPlanet.tv, exposing how the Earth is being turned into a prison planet. Now, also, if you want hard copies of any of the films I've made, any of the videos I carry, any of the books I carry, the T-shirts I have, the Infowars.com T-shirts, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Link through to the secure, safe online shopping cart. You can read about all the different specials on the videos, in some cases upwards of 70% off on some of the DVDs. You can watch free clips of the films. I mean long clips. Say it's a two-hour film. I might have 40 minutes of it there for free, because our goal is just to get the information out. And then you can order via our secure online shopping cart. Or if you want 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, the preeminent film exposing who was behind September 11th and the unfolding police state, you can order it via the website. Or if you want Matrix of Evil or Police State 3 Total Enslavement or my newest film, American Dictators, you can call toll-free as well to order 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there right now to take your call, to answer your questions. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And a side issue or caveat to that, your purchase also makes this broadcast possible, allows me to pay my three webmasters and the video editors and just everything I do, working literally 16 hours a day in the fight against the New World Order and the globalist. Now, I am honored to be joined by the author of The War on Civil Liberties. And we're going to be talking about Mr. Chertoff. We'll also be talking about Mr. Chertoff in the third hour and some of his organized crime connections that Daniel Hopsinger has been exposing. But right now we're talking to Elaine Castle. She practices law in Virginia in the District of Columbia, teaches law and psychology, and follows the Bush regime's dismantling of the Constitution and civil liberties. And she is the author of The War on Civil Liberties, How Bush and Ashcroft Have Dismantled the Bill of Rights. She'll be with us for the next 22 minutes, roughly. And, Elaine, it's good to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Look, Bill Clinton dismantled a lot of our freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
George Bush has accelerated it. And now we see more and more people across the political spectrum waking up to what's happening and how this attack on our freedoms has nothing to do with terrorism. Tell us about your book and what we're facing.
Well, I guess my book was about, and actually I have to say that at the current rate, my book is starting to look like a bedtime story, because it seems rather benign what I was writing about then compared to what's been happening in the past couple of months, but particularly in the past week with Gonzalez and now Chertoff. But the way I look at the, quote, declared, quote, war on terrorism is that it was a great power grab, a move that now we see had some of Gonzalez's fingerprints on it right from the start. In fact, it was his push that kind of led Ashcroft and Viet Dinh to start fashioning the Patriot Act. But I think it was a great power grab, a great opportunity to...
Yeah, tell folks what he's been saying in these memos. Bush is above the law. We can bury people alive.
Absolutely. If you read the Gonzalez memos, there is... And really, he did not back off of this at the hearing. There is nothing that a president can't do. I think the term that he coined was commander-in-chief override, and I really like that term.
That's called dictatorship.
Commander-in-chief override, meaning if there is a law, and he was even questioned on this, if there is a law that the president, quote, thinks is unconstitutional and doesn't wish to abide by it, then he would go ahead and violate it and wait for the courts to slap him down. Now, that was what the attorney general said.
So he's declaring dictator pounce.
Absolutely. And then says, wait for the courts to stop me, in effect. And the thing that bothers me greatly is that
they control the courts.
And not, they do control the courts. And even when the courts have made decisions contrary to some of their positions.
Yeah, 6 months ago, multiple federal courts said you can't grab citizens as enemy combatants and strip them of rights. And the Justice Department said, we don't care.
That's correct. And in fact, there are still very few prisoners in Guantanamo who have been able to see the attorneys at the Supreme Court said they could have, and the government is fighting those attorneys in federal court in the District of Columbia at this very time.
And then 2 weeks ago, they declared this new thing that we're not even going to have trials. The CIA and State Department are going to hold people for life.
Absolutely. And Gonzalez, I mean, let me tell you, so if that, if, as I said to someone yesterday, if you think about the fact that the CIA and Rumsfeld and company are going to be arresting people outside our borders, right, and putting them in prisons that we're going to build in countries like bases, then Chertoff is the man to arrest us within our borders. And so he's going to be the one that is going to be overseeing the sweeps, you know, of Americans as he did after September 11th.
And he's a real piece of work.
Oh, boy. He's a scary guy. Between the two of them, I think that Bush has got it sewed up. Between Gonzalez and Chertoff, I think you got to hand it to Bush, Rove, whoever brought these men on, because there's not going to be any room for us to even squirm.
Chertoff has said, I mean, he does not support the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Well, he says he, of course, he quote, has some interest, he said, in preserving civil liberties, but that's just bull, that's just talk. After the Inspector General of the Justice Department issued his scathing report on the Department of Justice treatment of citizens and legal aliens after September 11th, he, Chertoff and Ashcroft appeared before the Congress and said, you know what, we'd do it again, you know? So, no, he's going to do whatever he wants to. The Congress doesn't give a flip, okay? He's going to get a quick pass, as Gonzalez did. And the courts, if the courts ever slap down anything Chertoff does, and here's something important to remember, you know, as the head of Homeland Security, is all those agencies, probably most of what Chertoff is able to accomplish legislatively will be through executive orders. In other words, that he can just sign off, and it doesn't need to go through legislation. And those are the types
of things. Well, that's what they did. Bush did an executive order on this thing of, well, our own tribunals aren't working because their own military officers
sure,
are quitting in droves. So he says, okay, I'll just sign an executive order saying we can just arrest whoever we want.
Well, sure. He said he signed an executive order creating the status of enemy combatants. He signs an executive order saying go pick up Jose Padilla and hold him. And so those are the things that people never know about. You don't know about the executive orders that may suddenly say that you can't get on a subway, you know, with an umbrella or something. So
well, let me stop you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back here. I'm sure you're aware that veterans that call and complain too much, Homeland Security comes and arrests them
mm-hmm.
and says, well, you didn't threaten anybody, but complaining too much could be terrorism.
Absolutely.
Or a woman selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes
mm-hmm.
gets a Homeland Security visit, or
right.
or a county commissioner getting a $4,000 payoff for more parking spaces
mm-hmm.
gets arrested under it, or a guy pointing
mm-hmm.
a toy laser with his daughter.
Sure.
I mean, they're using this against citizens across the board.
Taking a picture of a bridge. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, yeah, absolutely, and that's the thing, because the definition of terrorism is anything that the government wants it to be at any given time. And so certainly you and I having this conversation could be considered terrorism.
Well, that's Section 802.
Yes, the aiding and abetting terrorism.
Well, I mean, in Section 802 of the First Patriot Act, they say any action that endangers human life, it's a violation of any federal or state law. And another definition is trying to influence a
yeah.
politician.
Right. In
well,
fact, and there, and not only that, but in addition to the actual black letter law you're citing, the statute, terrorism is defined differently in many, many regulations. And it is defined most broadly, for instance, in immigration statutes and regulations. And so there are hundreds of different definitions of terrorism depending upon which law and which statute you look under. Of course, now states are enacting their own anti-terrorism laws, and they're getting money from the federal government to arrest people for federal terrorism crimes that may mimic state laws. So, I mean, they're bringing your state law enforcement agencies on board by giving funding to the states.
And for our conservative listeners, some of the states are passing Second Amendment violating laws and connecting it to terrorism and then federal charges. And then they're also doing all sorts of First Amendment violations,
oh my, yes.
Saying people can't march and demonstrate and trying to connect it to that. I mean, this is, It looks to me like they're really trying to set up a dictatorship here.
I think they've done it. You know what I think? I think they've done it. I think it's too late and it's done. And I think that if you look at, you know, what's going to happen next week in the inauguration, I think you'll never have seen more of a police state looking like a police state than you'll see next week.
They're going to take 400 TSA workers and have them out searching people on the street corners.
Right. Well, you're already going to be stopped on, and I mean, I live just across the river from D.C., and if you get on the subway now, that you're going to be, quote, detained if you, quote, don't make eye contact, if you look around too much, or if you loiter.
Yeah, those are the new behavioral profiling.
Behavioral profiling. So you got it. You better read it and figure out how you're going to stand as you're waiting for your subway. They're going to be, what, thousands of law enforcement. The airplanes are already flying. The boats have been banned from the Potomac, so don't get out there in your canoe, or they're already warning you that you will be arrested by the Coast Guard. Think about Chertoff having in his command 180,000 federal employees, as well as the Coast Guard, and that ought to give you some pause. I mean, everything that you do virtually has come within some aspect of the Department of Homeland Security. It is
now
a huge agency.
Now, in my film, what, 27 agencies under it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Under, and then 100 sub-ones under that, 100 mm-hmm. plus. But in my film, Police State 3, I have Ashcroft saying, this doesn't affect citizens, phantoms of lost liberty, but if you say it affects citizens, you're aiding terrorists, you will lose your liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a quote, we played that. So
mm-hmm.
if you talk about us taking your freedom, you're aiding terrorists,
mm-hmm.
you will lose your liberty.
Absolutely.
And then now, it's getting crazier and crazier.
Oh, it is. In fact, I mean, as I said to someone, too, yesterday, where is Jonathan Swift now that we need him? I mean, you can't even write about this administration now except writing the most, you know, the most absurd satire, because it's absolutely absurd. Who would know that you would have the architect of torture as the Attorney General of the United States? The rest of the world is appalled. I'm on international talk shows, and people go, after the Gonzales hearings, where is your Congress? What are they thinking?
Let's be specific.
Now you have a man who sweeps people off the streets as the head of security. If that doesn't make you worry, right? If that doesn't make you, maybe you're going to talk about his mob connections. Maybe they're building dumpsters up there in New Jersey right now to put us in. Maybe they're building the boxcars to carry us away in.
Well, again, folks, we're not joking around.
No, this is serious stuff.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an attorney, and I practice in Northern Virginia in the District of Columbia, and I got interested in following these stories merely out of personal interest because I practice in the federal court in Alexandria where this started. I mean, you know, Chertoff was involved in the Massawi case early on, and I saw the law changing rapidly right in front of my eyes, saw the Congress asleep, see the prosecutors acting like idiots and with no discretion, you know, wanting to put people, call them on capital offenses for taking a picture of a bridge. And I just got stunned. I love the law. I love teaching the law. And so I started following it. And my book is about specific cases and specific issues.
Isn't this really a revolution they're engaging in?
Oh, yeah.
They are overturning the basic canons of what America is. Let's specifically talk about Chertoff, but first let's talk about Gonzales. He didn't just say the president is king and above the law.
Right.
And we can torture,
mm-hmm.
and then those memos were used for the brutal torture,
right.
including the torture of children in front of parents, folks. Mm-hmm. But I want to get into this. He specifically talked about forms of torture. I mean, picture
exactly.
him in the White House. We could bury people alive.
White House, he was having a conversation, which I find it, you know, and the other thing.
Tell folks about the specifics.
Well, just that they talked about the different things about would this constitute torture, and I don't know. I think that who else might have been in the meeting was Addington, who was the attorney for Cheney, and maybe Cheney, but he wouldn't say at the hearings actually who was present, in fact, but he did take great pains at the hearing, if you recall, to say that President Bush wasn't there, that he didn't talk about the various methods of torture. But here's something that's incredible. Gonzales is an attorney, and an attorney, no matter who his client is bound to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States. And for an attorney to go to the lengths at which he has gone to validate to his client, the president, that things that the international law and U.S. law finds more than objectionable but grossly illegal, to my mind, Gonzales ought to be disciplined as an attorney. He ought to lose his law license. And the very fact that you have an attorney sitting in as counsel to the president, twisting the law in a way to ensure the president that he could torture people as long as you fall short of, quote, organ failure. And then, if there's organ failure or death, if you didn't mean to kill the person, right, if you just mean to, what, crush them until they're, you know, they
well,
have
that's like saying
left.
if Joseph Mengele only meant to dissect the children but didn't mean to kill them, Joseph Mengele is not bad. Here's
exactly.
The problem. What happens after another terror attack? Mm-hmm. They've lined all this up, got it all prepared,
mm-hmm.
and then another, as PNAC said, another helpful terror attack.
Mm-hmm.
That's
oh,
their
yeah.
words.
The gift that keeps on giving, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just going to expand.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I think that the other thing that was interesting about Gonzalez is that he, in order to be consistent, you see, because he's a clever attorney, he would not even say that if a foreign power tortured American troops that would be torture. That would be a violation of law. He said, gee, I really don't know what law that would be a violation of, and I think Senator Leahy
so now
well,
we're changing the definition globally, and he knows you can't have a dual definition.
And yes, that's how clever he is, right. I mean, he's no idiot, and neither is Chertoff.
Because if we define torture by somebody else, then it can be used here. Stay there. Just we've got to get you back on. One more segment with you. We'll be right back with this incredible author.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We're talking to Elaine Castle. She wrote the powerful book, The War on Civil Liberties, How Bush and Ashcroft Have Dismantled the Bill of Rights. It's all accelerated now. They passed the National ID Card, passed much of Patriot Act II, passed the New Freedom Initiative, forced psychological testing of all school children. I mean, this is hell on earth. Got about 3 or 4 minutes left, Elaine. Any other key points you want to bring up for the listeners?
Well, I think just about Chertoff is that he, between the combination of him and Gonzalez, I think that they can do anything within or without the law to accomplish the objectives of George Bush. I think both of them are brilliant attorneys, and you saw how well Gonzalez could twist the law. And Chertoff, who has as he said, a spit on the sidewalk approach to justice. In other words, you look funny, and we're going to sweep you up. He is the architect of the concept of preventive arrest, which was used not only right after September 11th, but is still being employed. We see you taking a picture of a bridge. You might be a terrorist. You got a funny last name. Here you go. And
by the way, they're just setting a precedent with all this. Chertoff's real federal funding to local police departments is to go after conservatives, liberal activists, gun owners, homeschoolers.
Everybody is at risk who is not them, and I mean by them, I mean in a position of power. So I don't care where you stand ideologically. You are at risk if you're one of the people. I mean, these people want unbridled imperial power. If you just pay attention to the inauguration next week, I don't know when there's never been anything like this coming in the United States. There's never been an inauguration where the people have been kept out. You know, as we're sitting here on the eve of, like, Martin Luther King's birthday, there couldn't have been any demonstrations for civil rights under the Bush administration. There won't be any. I mean, when you just think about that.
Well, we have people being convicted of felonies for standing in a group of 500 Bush supporters on a public sidewalk with a sign saying, no blood for oil.
Oh, sure. Arrested. How about the T-shirt of the mother whose son was killed in Iraq, and she dared to show up at a tea where Laura Bush was with a T-shirt? She was arrested. So, you know, bumper stickers, holding up a placard. So, I mean,
clear they want to have a chilling effect. The answer
is
to come out of the woodwork and expose this police state and not be cowed by it.
Well, and also the fact that no one is, I mean, the it's out there and it's not being criticized. And so if people are just almost accepting, like, oh, well, that's the way it is, right?
Well, 3 years later, they haven't had one conviction of any of these so-called terrorists they've grabbed.
They've been a joke. I mean, and all of those, listen, it's important to remember that all of the trials that I write about in my book were started under Chertoff. Chertoff became a judge in 2003, but between 2001 and 2003, he instigated these, bringing terrorists to justice, and virtually none of them have resulted in a conviction.
Why do you think they tried to have Kerik first?
Well, I think they probably would have preferred Kerik, because, and to my mind, I guess Kerik was such a, people said Bush liked him because he was like such a macho type, you know, and you know, even his shady personal life seemed to be something that Bush thought was kind of cool because it was kind of in your face, and we know George Bush doesn't care about appearances or propriety or anything. So I think that they probably really did want Kerik. As far as how long, you know, certainly with Chertoff, I think it was a brilliant move. I mean,
I've known for years that Chertoff really runs things.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think
so. Now they're having to take the chief gremlin from behind the scenes and put him out front.
Well, people say he wants to be attorney general, that he wants to be on the Supreme Court. He's absolutely doing this for his own political reasons. It couldn't be something that he would actually probably want to do. I mean,
all right. Well, you're incredibly informed. It's refreshing to talk to somebody who's so aware. I hope people get your book. And I want to get you back up for a full hour in the near future.
I'd be happy to come back.
All right. Well, God bless you. Do you think we'll be able to turn this around, or is it just dictatorship from here on out?
I don't know how, if you can get out on the streets, I'm sure you're going to be arrested. But I think we better start having efforts at mass demonstrations.
Well, PNAC said they needed terror attacks to do this to us. You got to look at the motive. Who gets power from the terror?
It's not you and me.
Yeah, so who's behind the terror?
And who makes the money from these alleged terrorist threats, huh? Bernie Kerik and tasers, right?
Yep.
And Giuliani.
God bless you.